Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Files, an actual play, Call of Cthulhu, and Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Featuring Abel Morrison as Mathon.
How can you be a bard? You're the ugliest creature alive.
Seth Morrison as Tim.
All right, gents, stick to the shadows. Stay close to the trees. Climb them if you have to.
Donovan Ballard as Drandy Savage.
Let's just say I wanted to go for a midnight stroll with my cat.
Peter Morrison as Glenn Gulia.
Perhaps they're in need of some entertainment.
Sam Morrison as Major Baker's Cat.
Well, my name is Major Baker's Cat. Meow.
And I'm your Dungeon Master, Alex Morrison. Now grab onto some dice and your acid arrow. Let's find some hot MILFs in your area.
As you perceive this obelisk again, that dread again starts to creep over you. I'm going to need you all to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, I hate wisdom.
It's my worst one.
It's mine as well.
Make me do
well,
nothing
I guess
else.
It's not my worst.
Wait, what happens if we fail? We get dread, but what does dread do?
Ooh, I got 9 minus 1, 8, so I 8 wisdom. I'm good.
Okay. What? That's bad.
No, but it's an intelligence check, right?
No, it's wisdom. A wisdom
No, it's a
check.
Wisdom check.
That's why he said wisdom.
Wisdom saving throw.
Plus 1, 10.
It's a wisdom saving throw.
So, what
so
does
I got a 9,
do?
Plus 1, 10.
Okay.
I'm good.
Yeah. Dread, you would get level 2 of dread. You automatically fail
Spooked.
The saving throw to approach the dread source. So and disadvantage on ability checks while you're in line of sight of the thing of your dread.
Oh, jeez.
Guess I'm going to use another luck.
What did you roll?
A 3.
Okay.
I got a 12. Is that good enough?
Okay. Yeah, you succeed.
Okay, good.
I rolled a 10.
I rolled a 19.
I got
plus
a 1 that time.
So okay. 20.
Wow.
One?
You got a 20?
I do
what
have
did you
one.
Roll?
Not a nat 20.
What'd you roll, Drandy Savage?
9 plus 1, 10. And then my wisdom's 10.
What did you get?
A 10.
10.
I do have one more luck.
So, you are the only one who has failed. This you are the only one experiencing dread. You can spend your last luck. Yeah.
Can I spend more? Another one.
How about I inspire
right.
you in, with brother. My bardic voice?
I could inspire him with my dice, right?
Am I inspired?
Wait.
Do you want to give him
Never
your
mind.
Inspiration?
I can't do that.
Well, you can do that. You can give him your
he
inspiration.
He is our rogue. Yeah, I'll give you my inspiration
instead of my luck.
My yeah. bardic inspiration.
You're gonna need that, buddy. We got 3 ghouls and a Shennifer.
It's something you probably need to do before.
The rogue is like our most powerful
it wouldn't help anyway because he
ally. So,
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, instead of my luck, or did I have to use my luck to get this?
No. No, he gave that to you, so you can save. Wow. You rolled, you spent one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can save, and then you're going to spend another one, so you can save the second one, yeah.
So, question.
Well, I spent one on the other one, and then I spent another just berry, so I failed twice on this. Yeah, so I have one more luck.
Okay.
Two.
Dude.
Brutal. Brutal. Sorry, man.
Three rolls, so, and they were all like one,
I'm
two,
noticing
three?
This attack bonus. Four. Is that is that just added to the rolls?
Yes.
So can I spend another luck?
Yeah. Yeah, you can spend it if you want.
No, don't spend it.
Dude,
well,
if
what does the dread do again?
It means you can't move closer to the object of your dread.
But you don't want to anyway. So you won't be able to move closer to... You want to shoot him with your bow, don't you?
Oh, I thought you said also that I take a...
Disadvantage on ability checks.
That's not combat, though.
Yeah, so using like a skill, I don't know if that counts as an attack. I don't think... An attack isn't really an ability check. It's an attack.
Oh.
So you would be confined where you are, basically. You
like for the duration?
Until you get over the dread.
Could I ever do another roll after this to like break through it or something?
Yeah, but for the duration of this combat... Like you would be under this dread, so you wouldn't be able to move closer.
All right. Well, I'm within short bow range, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I guess I'll go with it.
Yeah. He's about 50 feet at the other side of the clearing.
All right.
Roll initiative.
Yes. Everybody, roll initiative.
Okay.
And then we might actually get through this.
Dang! I should have saved my inspiration for this.
Good grief.
So eight.
Freaking suck.
Eight plus what?
Man,
plus
you three. Used all your good rolls in the beginning of the game.
I got a five plus three.
I got a nine.
I got an eight.
I got 11.
Nine.
Okay.
My rolls have been sucky the whole game.
Tim, Pete, what'd you get?
I rolled a one, so I got three.
Okay, Glenn. Drandy?
Nine.
Nine. Is that same what you got, Tim?
Eight.
Okay. Sam?
11.
Okay. You guys didn't do great on this one. Mathon?
Five.
Ugh. Jeez. So you guys, we'll just make this simple. You guys are at the southern end of the clearing. You all came out flying V, burst out of the trees. There you are. Shen is at the opposite end of the clearing, which is about 50 feet away. He's standing right next to that black stone obelisk.
Can we totem pole?
Chanting. Do you want to, as an action? You'd have to use your action to do it.
No, it's not worth it.
And roll an athletics roll to climb.
But we could totem pole, and then we could carry Timian closer.
Like drag him closer? You can, actually. You can drag him closer if you want. Ghouls, one on each. So there's one to your right, one to your left. They're about 30 feet away, except there are three of them. So give me your flying V formation, actually.
I think so. Timian, who's taking be point? In the front.
Now, Timian is can't go any closer.
Yeah, you're right. Bugbear, maybe. Who's the strongest? I guess I'm a barbarian.
You guys got some solid tanks. You got three tanks basically here. Your barbarian, like, you don't have high AC, but you soak up. Do you know what happens with
you
your rage? By the way,
yeah.
When you
advantage
rage,
on strength checks in saving throws when not wearing heavy armor, bonus.
You
to
take half
damage
for like everything.
Yeah, I was planning on raging.
Yeah.
Long ways.
And you guys both have super high AC, so you guys got
tanky
guys out front.
Point.
When the bear out front,
you're out front. I got a longbow, so I can just start.
I got javelins.
He's got his
longbow
long ways.
Got my longbow long ways, and I look over. I look over at the kitty, and he's going meow, meow, bouncing up and down, raging. Doing kitty rage.
Randy Savage is in front.
That's what he's doing.
Then me and Ghoul are on the next row.
Second.
And then Timian and Barry McConnell are last.
Okay, I got my shield in front of me and a javelin ready to throw.
I've got claws and I'm hissing.
Okay, so who's on, like, which side?
I'm on the left.
You're on the left. You're on the right. Where are you?
Which side is the two ghouls?
The right.
I'll be on the right.
Okay. So, and you're just in the back, behind left. Everybody?
Back
okay.
and to the left.
All right. So there's left. One on the left coming out on the back. Left. Back and to the left. Back and to the left. As one magic loogie.
I must have been a second spitter.
There's a second ghoul.
Second spitter.
Yeah. There's okay, so one ghoul on the left, 30 feet from you guys, two ghouls that are about 30 feet from you guys on the right. So, all right, top of... Ooh, I got to actually roll one more initiative. Sorry.
Roll one.
Oof.
Roll a one.
Sorry on you, dudes. All right, so Shen is looking at all of you, and he's chanting out of a book, and he's looking towards this, and he turns around, and he's like, I think I have a moment. But always, I always hated cats. And then, wow. So he points the book at you, and he chants some more words, and suddenly, Major Baker's cat.
Stupid freaking name.
You suddenly you're looking at your on the ground in front of you, and you see a weird silvery
cucumber
light pinpoint start to shine right there, and then it grows and grows out. Until it starts to engulf you. And I am going to need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Con save.
Is he creating a deadlight right underneath
three
you?
Three plus three, six.
Yikes.
Oops. Dang, I shouldn't have given you my inspiration for your dread roll.
Okay. As the light erupts around you, suddenly these silvery flames start to engulf you. And Major Baker's cat, you are going to take 12 points of damage.
Oh dude.
As this moonbeam spell starts to scorch.
Did you overpower your guy?
Hey, this is the boss.
Oh, yeah.
Big boss boy.
Boss man. Should have killed him in the end.
As he sees this cat just disappear in a flash of light, and he laughs. And Major Baker's cat says...
But you only take half, or is that only for...
He takes full damage because he failed his saving throw.
Can I give him his golden dice back?
yeah, right? Okay, and he goes back to chanting, and that's it for his turn. So, Major Baker's cat, I'm going to let you go at the same time as the ghouls all start rushing you guys.
I'm going?
Yes.
How many hit points do you have left?
What's your dex?
9. My dex is 16.
Okay, so the ghouls start rushing towards you. The one on the left starts rushing towards the whoever's closest to him on the left, and the two on the right start rushing towards you and, what's his face? Draggy Magoo.
Drandy.
Drandy Savage.
Drandy Savage.
I'll make you Drandy, baby.
Okay, so, Major Baker's cat, what do?
How close is the nearest ghoul?
They're about 30 feet. That they're coming towards you, so.
Okay, I'm gonna rage.
Okay, that's your bonus action.
You would like to rage.
Rage. Alright, they're within 30 feet, so I'll just rush in. Shoot, I guess there's two ghouls right there, though, right?
Yes, there's two to your right.
So I'm going to be kind of stuck.
Yeah, wouldn't you just run up to them and then you can't attack?
Can you prepare your attack so that when they get there, he can attack?
Yeah, you can. You can ready an action, so you can ready your attack.
So I also, at second level, have danger sense.
Yeah.
Uncanny sense of when things nearby aren't as they should be, giving you an edge when you dodge away from danger.
You advantage on saving throws against things that you can see.
Dexterity saving throw.
Oh, dex, dang. Okay.
So, my rage only lasts for 1 minute, though. Like, if I'm not
combat
gonna...
rounds are 6 seconds, so that's 10 rounds of combat.
Okay.
Of contipay.
Okay, well, I'm going to activate rage.
Okay.
You did that already.
So you can ready an action, so you can say, like, I want to claw the nearest ghoul as soon as he gets in range.
And then does that give me the ability to attack first when he gets there?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay. That way you don't have to rush up to him and attack. You can't do two attacks this round because you already used your bonus action. And that's what you normally do use to do your second attack for two weapon fighting.
Dash away.
So this will just be a single attack with all your rage stuff. So, all right, so the ghouls come running in, and they drop down to all fours, and they're digging in the ground. Dirt is flying up as they come towards you. As the first one gets to you, it rises up and just goes to bite at you. But you're ready for it as your incredible cat reflexes first lash out with your claws, and I need you to make an attack.
All right, attack?
Yeah, so make an attack roll. D20 plus 5.
Ooh, nat 20.
Oh,
yes.
That's my third nat 20. Oh,
25. Yeah. Die, ghoulie.
Okay.
Find that incredible.
Now I'm trying to remember. Okay, so that's a hit, an automatic hit with a nat 20, and you get to double your damage dice.
Holy crap.
So,
okay, I jump on top of it, dig both claws into it, spin up into the air, and pile drive down towards it.
Okay, all right, sure. So what's your normal damage dice?
D4, 2D4.
Okay, so now double it.
So 4D4?
Yeah.
Plus 2, right?
Because he's raged. Plus 5.
Plus 5.
Because he gets plus 3 from his strength, and then plus 2 for rage.
3, so. 2, 2, 9 plus 5, so 14.
Did he literally claw its eyes out?
Just about. You see Major Baker's cat take a major... Oh, actually, this is something I do need to tell you. That pillar that erupted on you is still sitting on you. It did not go away. So
you need to move.
Yeah. So I should have told you that beforehand. So if you want to move like 5 feet ahead just to get out of this burning pillar, I will let you do that before this all occurred.
Okay,
move.
Yeah.
Move back.
Definitely want to do that.
Or move to the side.
Yeah, I'll move like closer towards... Are you behind me, Billy? Yeah, you're behind me. You're on the right.
Okay.
I'm in the back of the...
So I'll move towards Bear.
All right, Major Baker's cat, you moved in, headed off that ghoul. And then it goes, as you're clawing at it, it goes in at you for a bite. Actually, it's going to try and claw you.
Okay.
Okay.
14 to my AC.
Okay.
I'm dead.
I also rolled a nat 20.
Oh, dude. Oh. Sam is dead.
I'm super dead.
Major Baker's cat.
I dodged.
Yikes, man. Sorry, Major Baker's cat.
Give me another inspiration.
Please don't die.
So it hits you for 14 damage. Oh. But you are raging, so cut that in half.
Oh, yeah.
So 7 points of damage as it gets it crits. Died. You guys basically just full on Rocky and Apollo, like. Double knockout punch right at each other.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, you didn't rage before first one, huh?
Yeah. From
Shen.
Well, and that wasn't... It's physical attacks, basically, that he gets half damage.
Well, and that was... Shen got to go first because his initiative was higher.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, I need you also to make a constitution saving throw.
Ugh. That's what I failed on last time. Ooh, 16 plus 3, so 19.
Oh, okay. All right, so you start to feel like a venom spreading through you from these tainted ghoul claws. But you manage to shrug it off in your rage. Just...
I'm a feral cat.
Yeah, he's gone feral.
He's gone feral.
Okay, the second ghoul that comes in, it goes right at Drandy Savage. As he looks so glorious in his battle armor. So he comes running in, also swings at you with a claw, or he goes to bite at you.
18.
Yeah. Okay, 11 to hit. So you pull your shield up, those teeth come in, and you just knock it aside as it attempts to bite at you, but is unsuccessful from your incredible defensive abilities. Glenn, you see a fellow ghoul, but this is an undead, full-on undead ghoul that's been down here in one of these burrows, as it comes at you. Also goes in for a bite.
Bring it on, you slovenly hoven.
What's your AC, Pete?
13.
Ugh, sorry, guys. I'm rolling pretty good back here.
You always do.
11 damage.
What?
On that bite? Yeah.
Whoa.
As it jumps, pounces on you, and digs in deep with its teeth, its fangs.
I only have 5 hit points left.
Yeah. D&D ain't easy.
I'm gonna rip my thing in half.
It digs into you and it's crying, freaking out, and you're like, what kind of ghoul power does he have?
How dare you!
Okay, Drandy Savage, you're up. As you are just swarmed by all these ravenous ghouls. Do be aware there is still this burning pillar, like directly or
is
like
that where
right
the dice
around
is?
You guys. Yeah, where that dice is on our little beam.
Alright, I'm gonna longsword him. But can I get an advantage roll if I use my ring of jumping and jump up really high and come down on him really hard?
You're going to dragoon the dude?
Yeah, he's going to dragoon him.
You would be leaving his range so he'd get a free attack on you as you jumped out of his range up into the sky.
All right, but I don't want to do that.
You jump and die in the air.
All right, here we go. I'm going to long sword him.
I also don't know what the jump spell does. Somebody might have to look it up for me.
Oh my
god. 1 plus 5, 6.
And that one is an automatic miss.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so that's a miss. So as it comes in, you're trying to like stab around your shield, but it's just like clawing over it, and you're not able to find a good strike on it. Do you have anything else you can do? You miss with your attack. Is there something with a bonus action that you'd like to do?
I don't think I have any bonus actions.
Lay
on hands on me.
Okay. All right.
Give
Sam the drinking potion.
The drinking potion.
Dump it in my mouth.
Or dump it in my mouth.
Dump in our mouths.
Either.
Yes.
Either one of our mouths could be dumped into.
I dump in their mouths.
I proffer my mouth.
Okay. As a bonus action, I will let you toss him the potion or hand it to him. Assuming you have like a little belt, you know, potion bandolier thing.
As usual.
Are you done?
I guess so. I don't know what else to do.
Okay. All right. Tim.
Ripto strike the ghoul.
Yeah.
So, you got the ghoul that's up on, Glenn. The one that hit, Major Baker's Cat pretty hard, but also got hit really hard by Baker's Cat. And then the other one that's attacking Drandy.
Alright, and then for my level up, I got a cunning action.
Yeah.
Which means I can do an extra dash, disengage, or hide.
Yes.
And I'm not in range for any of them. Right?
Right.
So I'm debating, can I do, like, 2 full moves away and then shoot with my short bow to stay out of range of attack of all of them at all times?
Move another 60 feet back.
Right.
And then start arrowing. Yeah, you can do that. It's going to put you kind of off our map here, but...
Well...
That's fine.
What I'm wondering is, I could stay alive by pretty much keeping away out of range of all of them at all times.
Right.
Like, even if they try to catch up, I can move twice and attack.
Oh, dang it. I did have a bonus action.
For what?
Magic weapon. As my magic is my spell casting.
That costs a spell slot. You use spell slots for your divine smite, too, also.
Mm-hmm.
So you burn one of those to do that, or you can use it to cast spells. All right, so what do you want to do, Tim?
Sorry, have we taken off any damage on any of them except
for the one that Bakersfield hit.
Clawed
hit pretty
his brains
hard.
Out.
That was the only one?
Yes.
And then these guys haven't gone yet.
I would just attack the one right in front of you and Ghoul. Me and Bug Bladder can take care of the other one.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember who's gone.
Also, kind of, and also like in Cthulhu, like you can do other things like against guys. You can grab them, you can shove them, you know, you can grapple them. Different things like that too. Just
can
to be
you
aware.
Shove your gun up their butt and shoot the other ones.
You can definitely do that.
Okay, so I thought I read somewhere that if you do a dash attack,
that
you
was
can
a
knock
feat
to the ground.
I think that you're thinking of that charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to have that feat.
I'll have to look at like a shove attack. There we go. Shoving a creature. Using the attack action, you can make a special melee attack to shove a creature either to knock it prone or push it away from you.
So I have to use my attack action, which
yeah, use
is
your
not
attack action,
to do.
And then you make a strength check, a contested strength check, and then you can shove it either 5 feet away from you or knock it prone.
All right. Well, my bonus action is dash, disengage, or hide. So yeah. I guess I could go in, slice him, disengage, and move away.
Yeah.
Without having him doing a opportunity attack?
Yes. If you can do that without moving closer to the obelisk.
Well, I mean, technically, I couldn't even attack him from here. Are you going to allow it?
I can't see. Were you right up
He's
next
behind.
To him?
I'm slightly behind him.
Yeah, but the, like, that's...
He's in your range.
Yeah, you were right up next to Glenn, right?
Yeah,
in your flying V. So
right.
You are engaged with him. It's just the minis aren't that close.
Okay, well, yeah. Obelisk right here, no.
Yeah, so you're already basically up next all to right. him. So if you want to push the guys closer together, that...
All right, I will rapier his face.
Okay. All right, roll your attack.
Okay.
Does he get advantage because he's engaged with me?
No.
But don't I get my sneak attack?
If you hit him, yeah.
Fudging five.
Five plus...
Plus what now?
Plus your attack bonus.
Which is
plus
what?
Five, so 10.
What's my attack bonus?
With your rapier. It's your attack bonus in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so 10. Yeah, that doesn't quite hit. He's moving, he's rabid, you're swinging at him. You can't quite make connection, so...
Can he bonus action give his potion to Ghoulie Boy?
Yeah, you have a free hand. I'd allow it.
Because if you move away, then the only one he's going to attack is him, so it might be better to stay close so that maybe he'll attack you.
I'll bet you bonus action give him the potion, but not, like, pour it on him.
Right, but I'm just saying maybe the ghoul
is using
him
a,
next.
Is using a,
potion.
Potion, full action?
It's supposed to be a full action, but I allow it on bonus actions.
Alright, well.
Okay, so
I
you
guess
can do
I
that.
Give him my healing potion.
Alright, that'll be your bonus action, so you won't be able to disengage.
Right.
Okay, so you're gonna stay engaged, so you hand it over, you toss it. Glenn, you snatch it. And so, Mathon, you are up.
Yes, I will attack him with my long sword.
I'm going to inspire him with bardic inspiration.
Has to be on your turn.
It has to be on my turn?
Yeah.
But how do I give him a thing?
Bonus action. On your turn, and then
he
can
just
use it on his next
it?
Turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you already go?
No, I'm last.
What did you roll?
I rolled a 3.
Okay. All right, so what are you doing?
I'm going to ready my action until I get bardic inspiration.
I can't use it anyway. It's a bonus
I would
action.
Suggest attacking it.
So I can either give you bardic inspiration or heal something, but not both.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to attack the ghoul.
Okay.
Hit.
20,
hit.
20.
9. Son of a batch, Bister. None of us can hit
plus
it.
Plus what?
Plus what?
I got a 4, so oh. 9 total.
Yeah. Oof, man. Okay. Yeah. So also a swing and a miss as these rabid ghouls are tough to hit in their agile nature. Okay. So Glenn, you're up. Do you want to do anything else? Do you have a bonus or a move?
I have no bonus.
Alright, do you have anything else you can do?
Not that I want to use.
Okay. Alright, so Glenn, you're up.
I run away. Good luck, guys.
Heal yourself, man.
Heal yourself and then run over and kill the one that's already super.
Dude,
damaged.
I don't know what to do. Like
you've got healing, right?
Yeah, but like this guy's gonna flame one of us. Once it's his turn. And so, like... Perhaps. I feel like no matter what I do, like, everybody's dead. Alright, I'm gonna drink the potion.
Okay, that's bonus action.
What did you say? 2d4?
2d4 plus 2.
4. 4 more.
Wow.
So 10.
Dang.
Good job, dude.
I was good. Oh, yeah. I still had one luck. I should have used that.
Yes.
Okay, so now what do you want to do?
I want to use Vicious Mockery on the ghoul in front of the tiny cat.
Okay, and so that's a wisdom save?
Yes.
Okay, against DC 13. Okay. That's a fail. He rolled a 4.
Awesome.
So he's going to take 1d4 damage.
1d4 damage, plus he gets disadvantage next time he attacks.
Okay.
4.
Dang, nice. Good rolling.
You are a substandard ghoul. Any,
like, and he looks at you and like all of your beauty.
No
he's
musical
like,
talent.
He's like...
Is there any plus?
I'm a monster. No, I'm a monster.
That was the one in front of who? Right
in front of Sam.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still alive.
He had 14 taken. How much did you take?
I took off 14, so plus 4, so 18 damage. 18.
Jeez, he's still standing? Yeah. What?
Though that did look like it did make him somewhat sad. Okay, so back at the top of the round, it is Shen's turn.
Melancholy. You're going to destroy us.
We fart in his general direction.
So Shen actually needs to take his turn to continue his ritual that he is performing. His big fiery pillar stays where it is. He's using concentration that he's able to maintain concentration to keep the spell there, but...
I shout obscenities at him in my cat voice.
He's using his...
You're a douche!
but yes, he's using his action to try and continue this ritual to
can
open
Donovan
the way.
Can Donovan throw the ghoulie in front of him into the pillar of fire?
That means Major Baker's cat.
Alright, I'm enraged still.
Yeah.
Dang it, I should have ghoulied the other ghoulie.
Alright, I'm attacking Ghoulithin in front of me.
Disadvantage on saving?
No, just when he attacks.
Uh oh, 11.
Total?
Total.
That's a miss.
Dude. Nobody can hit.
Oh my gosh.
Have any of us hit other than Sam?
Mm-mm.
What about a bonus action?
You can bonus action attack with your...
Oh, yeah, with my bite.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on, that came out weird. It was a 4. So 9.
Oh, jeez. Okay. A miss and a miss.
Wait, can I give him this?
Yes, you can give him your inspiration if you want.
Rage it up, bro.
Here you go. For which one of the rolls do you want to give it to him for?
Does
his claw?
The claw is better.
Is the claw better? The claw, I guess.
Yeah.
Got it.
I will allow it.
There it goes.
Ooh, that's a 9 plus 5, so 14.
14? A 14 will hit.
Jeez. Kill the stupid ghoulie.
So you're just like, you're kind of freaking out. And you just, nothing's landing. And then you look over to Glenn, and he just gives you one of these. the Chuck Norris thumbs up, and then suddenly you feel
like
inspired. Yeah. So, all right, your ripping claws come in towards the ghoul as there is an opening.
Doesn't he?
No, that was just from my nat 20.
So 2d4.
So 2. 1. My gosh.
So 3
plus
5.
5, so
8.
8.
That's the thing with... Barbarians is with your bonus, like you can roll crap and you're still hitting hard every single time. So with that, how do you want to do this?
Oh man.
Rip his fudging head off.
I shove my claws into both of its eyes and rip them out of their sockets.
Oh, you clawed his eyes out.
And then I bite his nose off.
He doesn't really have much of a nose since he's like an undead ghoul.
Oh, yeah.
But you 100% clawed his eyes out and chewed off whatever nose is left and just rode him to the ground.
And then I shove my fists back in and pull his brain out.
No, did you burrow into his eye?
Yeah, there you go. I burrowed into his eye, into his brain, and I pulled his brains and his eyes
come
out
of his butt, and you're like, I'm born again. I'm born again. Meow. Meow.
Oh, my gosh. All All right. That ghoul goes down. The other ghoul renews his vigorous attacks upon Drandy Savage.
It's 18.
Yeah. Goes to try and claw you. Oh, yeah. He's, yeah. Tries to claw you. No good against that defense. That's an 11 to hit.
A counterattack.
Yep. You just block out of the way. And you do get a counterattack in just a second. Oh, except for before that, the ghoul is going after Glenn.
Me again?
Again.
This is so unfair.
Yeah.
Moon it.
I moon it. I reverse Cab Astarid.
Eight to hit.
Miss.
Yep.
13 is my armor. All right.
So this time you do manage to duck under its swipe of its claws. Drandy Savage, you come in with that counterattack as you deflect his claw attack, his claw strike at you, hoping for an opening.
It's like, not today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
15 plus 5, 20.
That's 20. That's 20 to hit. That's going to hit. So here's the thing, Drandy Savage.
1d8.
So Drandy Savage.
Yeah, brother.
One of the beautiful things about a paladin is that you can choose to use your divine smite after you hit. So now that you know you have hit, you can choose to burn a spell slot to give yourself another 2d8 of damage on top of your attack.
Dang, son. How many spell slots do you have?
Two.
I'll use one.
So you can save the other one for Shenavin. Shenifer. I'm glad we called him Shenifer and insulted him.
All right, I'll do that. So 2d8s, right?
Roll your... your regular yeah. So roll regular d8 for your longsword. So 3d8s plus your damage return.
All right, here we go. 2, 7, and 6, or is that a 9?
15 plus 3, so 18.
15.
So 18. It's total.
So it's a 1d8 plus 3. That's a plus 3 on all of the d1.
No,
d8?
Total. Just total.
Just total. Okay.
So 18 damage.
All right, 18. So. All right, so you see this ghoul, and it comes in, and it sweeps in this claw strike towards Drandy Savage. When he ducks underneath and just knocks it up and gets this wide open opening, and you see him bring back that long sword, and then suddenly that long sword just bursts into this white light as he swipes it across the middle of that ghoul and cuts it deep. It knocks it back. Blood is gushing. It's still alive, but... you hurt it bad as you cut deep, and that the cut glows white for a second before it fades with that divine light. So, okay, do you have a bonus action you want to do, or?
I do have a magic weapon.
Yeah, that's if you want to cast the spell. So you burn your last spell slot to cast it.
Save it.
Yeah, I'd I'll save it. Jennifer.
No, nothing. No Kay. Bonus.
All right, awesome.
Fire him.
Sweet. That brings us up to Tim.
I buttercup him.
Oh, nice.
Silent but deadly.
We can name this Edge of Fartness.
I can't kill the guy that I attack.
And I choose protection for my fighting style, so I add one to my...
Okay.
His guy that he
protection doesn't add one. That's injured. Defense.
I want the defense then.
The one Donovan just attacked is way
that
injured.
Takes your defense up to your AC up to 19.
Yeah, the other one has.
I would focus
injured,
on the one in front of you because that was your counter attack, wasn't it?
It was just his attack.
Oh, okay. So that was his turn.
Yeah. So Tim is up.
I was thinking it was going to be just a counter.
So Barry McConnell could run up and attack flavor. The one that is next to him. You two should focus on that one.
I'm still confused on all these mechanics, sorry.
What?
Like, let's say I shortbow the one up here.
Yeah.
And kill that guy. Would Bear be able to run over and hurt that one?
Yes.
Yeah, we're all in range. Yeah,
you have 30 feet of movement, so everybody's...
Well, then why did somebody say I couldn't go run over and kill the other one?
You could. You just can't move closer to the obelisk.
But if he's in range of it, does it matter? If he's in range of the...
Yeah... Well, that's why I was.
I don't know if you could
take disadvantage if he's trying to shoot it with a bow.
No, I don't know if you could. Oh, he would since he's in melee with this guy. If you try and do a ranged attack while you're in melee with somebody, then you do take disadvantage.
Oh.
And you couldn't get up in melee with that other guy because there's not a free area for that, and you'd have to move in closer to the obelisk to get in melee with that other guy.
Well, the other guy we already killed is the one I was talking about, which seemed like, you know.
Yeah. But. You can, if you want to shoot, like, your bow, you can basically shoot through your own people. They don't do any disadvantage or anything like that. And for the most part, you can, they don't really provide cover for the most part.
All right, well... If it provides, or if it gives me disadvantage, then I won't do that.
Okay, so you could disengage and move and then do it, and use your bow. Or you could stab this dude.
Which you can do
or...
for free. Like, you don't take an opportunity attacker, right?
Yeah,
you
do that. If he disengages first. So
you could do that.
Yeah, so any of those work. Or you can stab him with your rapier and then move. So whatever,
all right.
Whichever you choose.
So do you want to disengage and then shoot the other guy?
Yeah, I think I'd like to disengage. Okay.
And then where do you want to move?
Yeah, right there.
You could kind of move in the middle of all your dudes to get some... Yeah.
Okay, I'll move there, and then I'll shortbow this guy.
Right. So yeah, you shuffle in, you disengage, you move in between and, you know, protect it on all sides.
And then what is my attack?
It's a +5 to your roll.
Oh, what's the original thing? Dex?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Sorry, I'm thinking I'm rolling against myself.
Cthulhu. Like in Cthulhu. Yeah, so you roll your d20 and then add your attack bonus.
All right, 10 plus 5 is 15.
15, yeah, that'll hit. Who are you attacking?
That guy in the front.
Okay,
the one that Donovan just chopped in half.
Yeah, that'll hit.
All right, so then I get a 1d6 plus 3.
Mm-hmm.
4, but he's also engaged, 7. Right?
Yep. So yeah, you get your sneak attack, so roll another d6.
Jeez.
1 effing game.
So 8.
That's all right. 8?
Yeah, you already took
off
18.
freaking
so
rogues, dude.
As so Tim starts moving across the back, and he sees Drandy Savage just knock this wide open attack as he slices across the middle, which causes the ghoul to buckle over, displaying its head straight out in perfect view as he comes around behind Glenn and has a perfect opening and lets loose the arrow, which takes the ghoul right in the eyeball and drops it to the ground dead.
Yeah.
So
Barry McConnell's turn.
Now you take the other ghoul, bend Barry it McConnell, over backwards, Mathon. Shoot your arrow through his butt, use him as a silencer.
Yeah.
That ghoul in front of Pete has not been damaged.
No.
Right. Let's see. I'm going to longbow.
Wait,
Xenophor.
Sorry.
Yes, back up.
As soon as I let loose my arrow and I see it go through, and I say, "Ghoul's eye."
Nice. I love it.
All right.
Darkness.
We may proceed.
Yeah. Excellent. I should have been pushing for more one-liners. All right, you're going to longbow Shen?
I'm going to longbow Shen.
Okay, all right, roll your attack.
Yes. Yes. I missed.
No. What'd you roll?
A 3.
Okay.
Ugh.
All right, yeah. It goes wide. It careens off the side of the obelisk, which makes you slightly nervous when it happens, actually. So is there anything else you want to do? Do you want to move, or do you have a bonus action?
Move next to me.
Move closer to Shen. Or Pete. Pete's a good idea.
Yes, I can.
I'll move over.
Pick me up and put me on your shoulders. Then you'll have the strength of a bugbear and a little cat.
I will move over next to Ghoulia.
Okay. All right. All right. Excellent. Okay, Glenn, that brings you up.
Okay. I'm going to use my bonus action to use Healing Word on Baker's Cat.
Okay, cool.
So 1d4 plus spellcasting modifier.
Nice.
Which is my charisma, right?
Yep.
So d4 plus 3.
3.
5 hit points returned to you.
Sweet.
Nice. Gracias. And then, so that's one of my spell slots.
Yep. No. Oh, yeah, for Healing Word. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I think I want to cast Dissonant Whispers on Shenovan.
Ooh. I like
it. He's within 60 feet of us, right?
Yes, he is. Okay, so what are you doing for your Dissonant Whispers?
So it's 3d6 psychic damage, plus he'll run away if it... Ooh. He's got to do a wisdom saving throw.
Ooh.
If he succeeds, he still takes half damage, but he won't run away.
Okay.
I whisper a discordant melody.
Okay, wisdom save, you say?
Yes, and it's 13 is my...
Okay. Okay. All right. Saving DC is 13.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's a nat 1.
Oh. Yes. Oh.
Do I get anything special for the nat one?
No.
Ow!
Fails real hard.
All right.
Roll all
so
that 3 damage.
3d6 is psychic damage, and then he has to run away.
Dude, he's gonna feel like a little boy.
Dang, that's huge.
6. 7. Your dice sucks.
That got you the first 4.
So 7 damage, which is pretty weak.
But he has to run away.
I thought he has to run away.
What was the damage?
7.
7?
Yeah.
Okay.
Run away!
Okay, so yeah, he takes 7 damage.
That's both my spell slots, though.
And he has to flee from you. Is it on his turn or right this
he
minute?
He feels like a wuss bag right now, though.
Wait, is he moving further away from us now?
Yeah.
No.
Alright, here is...
He just turned him into Slug Jerry.
Yeah, has to immediately use its reaction to move as far away as its speed allows from you. So he moves another 30 feet away from you guys.
Oh.
And also he has to make a wisdom save to see if he can maintain concentration, or a constitution save. See if he can maintain constitution or concentration on that spell that he cast. So. And he does, actually.
You lucky son of a bee.
But that was good. That was a real hard hit.
I wish I would have taken off more damage.
Glenn,
that was weak.
What are you...
I'm jealous of that spell. It's a jelly spell.
I think that's pretty much all I can do. I could move, but then I'd take an opportunity attack, right?
Yes, you would.
Yeah, so I'll just... That's it.
Okay. Alright, Shen is, so this time, since he is now, like, afraid and freaked out, and saw how hard he just got hit, he's going to set his ritual back a little ways, and he's going to use his action to move that pillar of firelight.
Oh! But he's 60 feet away.
Onto the paladin, who just looks terrifying. And so that's going to move on that. So, Drandy Savage, I'm going to need you to make a constitution saving throw.
2.
Oh, so 3.
Okay, so you are going to take, as this burning silver light engulfs you, 11 damage.
Oh, jeez.
As it washes over you.
Ah! Burn, baby, burn.
Okay, so Major Baker's Cat, you're up.
How fast can you get to
I guess
Shen?
I'll run in flying claws at the ghoul that's in front of Glenn and Mathon.
No, go towards Shen. They got that ghoul taken care of.
Well, I won't be able to reach Shen, I don't think.
No, he's pretty far away now. He's like 80 feet.
So I'll let these guys longbow him. Or shoot him with arrows.
Yeah, he's like 80 feet away.
I'll take care of the ghoul. That's
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna leap off the shoulders of Drandy and fly through the air.
Okay.
Claws extended towards. Right.
Roll your attacks.
Filthy, nasty ghoul beast. All right. Claw for the first.
Don't screw this up.
Two. Oh my gosh, dude. Plus five, so miss. Now I'll bite. 17 plus.
That'll hit.
So. That's just a 1d4, though.
Yeah.
Well, plus my rage.
Yeah, so it's plus 5 to your damage, too.
3 plus 5, so 8.
8. Nice.
That rage.
Yeah, that rage stacks, man. It hits.
Did this has this one taken any damage yet?
No, that was the first damage it's taken.
And then I footwa.
Yeah, so you footwa.
Sam, I'm down there biting on his ankle.
You also have a reckless attack. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I do.
I think you get you get advantage on an attack, and for the next round, everything gets advantage against you as you attack recklessly.
Okay, so let's see. Reckless attack, yeah. You can throw aside all concern for defense to attack with fierce desperation. When you make your first attack on your turn, you can decide to attack recklessly. Doing so gives you advantage on melee weapon attack rolls using strength during this turn, but attack rolls against you have advantage until your next turn.
Yeah.
So
if you wanted to, I would allow you to do that. Again, since we're still pretty new to the game. So that means you'd get advantage on that first attack, you'd get a second roll, but everything that attacks you for the whole next round will have advantage against you also.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's up to you.
Well, I'm pretty close to dead.
Yeah, I'd say. And the ghoul's next, so if he attacks you and he's got advantage, you... Unless you killed him, which you probably won't.
Good, though. But probably won't. Get a critical...
I do have 9 lives.
Well, we still got like 4 people to go.
Yeah, well, like there'll be 4 of you guys left to take down Shen.
We'll probably kill the ghoul before it gets to you.
Yeah.
As long as you don't run away and give it an opportunity.
Okay. All right. So the ghoul is up, and it's going to. Let's see. It's going to keep ripping into this juicy bardy guy that's in front of him. Especially since he just saw this some weird, terrifying spell he just cast on his master. That's going to be a 19.
Dang.
23 to hit.
Blech.
I'm sorry, 21 to hit. So, all right.
Is there no DC or saving?
It already beat his... AC. Your AC is what, like 14?
13.
12 damage.
Jeez, dude.
I have 3 hit points left.
These things are freaking
tough.
As
it bites into you. But that's it for it. So for the ghoul, so Drandy Savage, you're up.
All right, move away from the flame.
Okay. All right, what are you going to do?
I'm going to Conan Librarian the ghoul.
Okay. Roll for your attack.
Yes, sir. All right, brother. Here we go. Oh, 5, 10. Nothing.
Yeah, it's going to miss.
Run away!
All right, if you don't have anything for a bonus, then that's going to go to Tim.
Right.
Shoot Shen.
Yeah.
I don't think Shen's in range for you anymore. He's like 80 feet away.
Yeah, thanks, still my short bow goes up to like 300.
It's with disadvantage.
Your close range, or your lower one is 80.
Oh, okay, so he's just barely in range.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what those numbers mean exactly.
So 80 is your normal range. The second number is your long range that you can shoot with disadvantage.
Got ya. Well, should I short bow Shen, or should we try to take out this ghoul?
Short bow Shen.
Short bow Shen.
But if I short bow or rapier the ghoul, I get my sneak attack as well.
This is true.
Ah, do that.
Alright, I'm gonna try a rapier the ghoul.
Alright, you can run in and kind of poke around between your other dudes. as you guys are ganging up on the ghoul.
19, baby.
Oof, that's definitely going to hit. All right, so D8, D6, plus 3.
All right, come on, baby. 4. But it's plus 3, so that's a 7.
Yeah.
1. Fine, baby. Why is my right. stupid freaking D6 always a 1?
I don't know. It's a bad D6. All right. Still a solid hit for 8. So you rush in, you stab it with your rapier, and it's not looking good. It's still standing, but it's taking a lot of hits, and it's starting to gush a lot of gross black blood. Mathon, you're up.
All right, man.
All right. Let's see. Calm my tits.
And I'll give you a Chuck Norris thumbs
up. Pull back with my longbow once again.
Right, you're firing at Shen?
Fire at Shen.
Okay.
12 plus 5, 17.
17 is going to hit.
Yes, finally.
That's my boy.
1d8.
That's my bear.
Very good.
6 plus...
Plus 3.
3.
All right. 9.
Nice.
Okay.
I also am going to use my action
surge. Action surge and go again.
And do the same
thing. Alright, so.
Firing once again.
Sweet.
At Shen, you're going down.
So, yeah. Arrow goes streaking through and hits him in the shoulder as he screams, This isn't supposed to happen like this.
12.
12 total?
Yes.
Okay, nope, sorry, it's going to miss.
Of course it is.
So yeah, second one goes by. He ducks out of the way as he sees your next arrow coming in at him. You still have movement, you can move if you want.
He'll take an attack of opportunity though, right?
Yeah, from the ghoul, if you move.
Can I move around him and like breathe on him and buster on him to agitate him?
100%. So you just want to move to like the other side of him, closer to Shen?
Come after me.
Okay, that's what you're doing. Okay, all right. So that brings up Glenn. You are up.
All right, Glenn. Cast that spell again on this man.
I can't. I only get one.
Yeah, he's out of spell slots.
Can you get him to run back towards us?
No, I can't.
Unmock him.
Let's see. He's just 80 feet away from us, right?
Yes.
I think I'm going to vicious mockery this ghoul in front of us.
Okay.
You're a substandard ghoul with no musical talent. And you're a smoothie. It's a wisdom. Wisdom saving throw.
I rolled a 13. So that's going to save.
He doesn't have a negative modifier on
he
wisdom?
He does not.
Really? He's Sorry. A ghoul. He's an idiot.
Wiser than you, apparently. All right, so he saves. That affects him not. He knows that he's a rad ghoul. He's got poison claws. All right,
I am going to use my bonus action to Bardic Inspire the cat.
Okay. All right, chuck him a DC.
You're a
D6.
Hero.
Thank you.
You can do
it. Was
it.
A 6. I'm keeping it.
All right, I guess that's all I can do. Please kill this motherfudger, or I'm dead.
How much did you take off on Shen Shen?
Me? I took off 7, and then you took off 8, right? So he's down 15.
And I took off 8 on the ghoul, and you took off 8, so 16?
Yeah.
It's Shen's turn, right?
We know they have more than 18 hit points.
But not much.
Okay. All right, he is looking across the way over here. He sees the guy firing arrows at him, and he's going to stretch his hand out, and a sickly greenish-purple blast is going to shoot out towards you.
He's got 80 feet range on this shiz?
120 feet range on that.
Butthole.
Is there a disadvantage on that?
He's the b-hole.
There's gotta be.
Well, okay. He's not in melee. All right,
so the first beam... is going to be 11 to hit.
18.
Okay.
This is against AC?
This
is AC, okay.
Okay, so you dodge aside. Second beam comes in, and that one's a 19 to hit. It's actually 24 to hit. But all right, so the second one hits you, just nails you right in the chest with this energy bolt. This Eldritch Blast, if you will. And that's going to be 7 damage.
Is he, like, still just chilling back here? Or?
Yeah.
Isn't he supposed to be running?
Just for that one round, I think. Oh. Okay, so Major Baker's Cat.
What do I do with this D6?
You can add it to your attack.
Your attack roll.
So you roll your attack, and then you add the D6 to whatever your end result is.
Yeah. Run for claw.
Okay.
Does he have to use it this time?
16 plus 5 plus... Yeah,
you don't have to use it if you don't want to.
Can I save it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, 21.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Four.
Nice.
3, 7 plus 5, so 12.
Holy moly, that is just dead.
You'd already take him 16. Then I'll bite him.
Well, as your claw comes in, you disembowel him.
I shove my claws deep up his butt and pull his intestines out.
That was not how I meant that happen at all. But
dibs.
It's your kill, so you can call it.
Gross.
Allow it. Okay.
He just immediately jumps down and starts devouring it.
No, this is going to be like a Mortal Kombat fatality. I shove one claw up his butt, and the other one I reach around and slice open his stomach so that his intestines are exposed, and then I pull his intestines apart from both ends. I'm raged. I'm
so
a barbarian.
The poo just floods out from the inside.
So everyone gets sprayed.
Just like...
He could use his intestines like a puppet.
It's like two ends of the hose just spraying everywhere.
Okay, so that one drops down. It is dead. So you still have a bonus action, and you have your movement. What do you want to do?
Do I get to keep this die until I use it, or
yes,
is
you
it...
do.
Oh,
it lasts for 10 minutes, which is plenty, which is an eternity in battle time.
I suppose I can run up towards Shen.
Yeah, so move up about, 30 feet-ish. So yeah.
All right.
About
I'll
a third
that.
Of the way there. Okay, Drandy
I'm
Savage.
Coming for you, Jennifer.
I run, then dash.
Okay, all right. So 60 feet, so you're getting right up on him. Tim.
Yeah. I'm going to shoot my short bow.
Okay, yeah, he's still just in range, so.
3.
3. 8.
Shall I use my luck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to use my luck.
Okay.
It's my last luck. 16, baby.
All right. Mm. So 21, that's going to hit.
Tastes good.
All right. So somehow with luck, it seems way off, but the wind blows just in the right time and puts it back on target.
Stay on target. Stay on target. 5, baby. Plus 3, that's 8.
Yeah.
Do you sneak attack him, though?
No, because he's not engaged with any of my friends.
So that hits. That hits him in the stomach, and he leans over and he gasps. He coughs up some blood when that happens, and he starts looking panicked on his face. Mathon, you're up.
The ghoul is dead.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to run. My
30 feet,
and then fire.
Okay,
my longbow. 12 again.
12.
Man,
all right, that one's gonna miss. So that arrow goes zooming past him.
I had to use my luck.
Oh, can I use a bonus action?
Yeah.
I want to roll my second wind dice.
Oh yeah, you can do that.
Oh, use it on me.
He can't.
I will use it on myself. On D10.
Is that a spell? Or does that mean everyone can do that?
No, it's a fighter.
You roll a 1?
It's a fighter
yes,
ability.
Yes, I rolled a 1. Gosh.
All right.
I hate this game. I quit.
I'll roll this tonight, man. All right,
Glenn.
Yeah, they're not. You're up. Pretty.
Okay, so he's 80 feet away, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to run up 20 feet so that he's 60 feet away. And then I'm going to use Vicious Mockery.
You're a terrible innkeeper. Your hospitality sucked.
And you have no soul.
Wisdom save?
I think, yeah.
And I think you're impotent.
You're a eunuch.
All right, 20.
Yeah, I figured that was a long shot.
So, yeah.
I assumed his wisdom was pretty high.
I'm a great innkeeper.
All right, I'm going to use my last bonus, or my last bardic inspiration.
Okay, on whom?
Good question. Who should I use this on?
Can the kitty get there?
You could use it on me, but I already have one, so...
Yeah, that's
true.
You're
after me, right?
I am after you.
It doesn't
or the next two, I
really
think.
Matter that much.
After Shin.
All right, I'm going to use it on Drandy.
Okay.
Drandy, you're a hero, even though you have an ugly face.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Okay, that's my turn.
All right, Shin is up. He is going to fire an Eldritch Blast at the paladin that is rushing in his face.
Uh-oh.
So first beam comes
bends
out.
Bends over backwards.
15 to hit.
19, nope.
Not going to happen.
9.
Second. 7 to hit.
Not going to happen.
So he's backing up and he's just shooting out these blasts at you and you're just rushing ahead, blocking him away with your shields.
Oh, yeah, brother.
So he's going to move back another 30 feet as far as he can.
Hey, what?
To move as far back as he can.
Maybe we
he can't go any further back.
I know, he's off
the
other side of the table.
The table.
So, scooching back as well as you can.
He stumbled, goes rolling down the hill like Hot Rod.
Yeah, he's panicked. He's trying to get away.
So how close was I to begin with?
You
well, Frick, I can't do nothing.
Ran 60 feet, so he was 20 feet, so now he's about 50 feet from you.
Wait a minute, if he's another 30 feet away from the obelisk, can he still be like maintaining that spell on... opening the gate?
You don't know if you can.
I fling poo at the obelisk.
Major Baker's cat, you're up.
All right, how far am I now?
How far did you move last time?
I think 30? I ran 30 feet after I killed the ghoul, right?
60.
So he's still
60 feet away.
60 feet away. Yeah. So I'll run and dash. I'll be right up in
you also
grill.
Have javelins, don't you? Or...
But I'm a cat, so can I?
Yeah, okay, you don't
they're
have
like
javelins.
They're like toothpicks.
All right, so yeah, you rush up 60 feet, so now you're right up in his grill.
Yeah, but that's my turn, right?
Yeah, but now he can't get away without getting an attack from you. Okay, Drandy Savage.
So I move up close to him, and then I...
You have javelins, right?
Now I'm close enough, and I'm going to dragon breathe him.
Ooh.
So how this works, it looks like... You have to do the DC saving throw is equals 8 plus my constitution plus modifier and my proficiency bonus.
Okay. So what's your constitution mod?
1.
Okay. So 11.
2 and plus 2, so 13.
8 plus 1 plus 2, 11.
11.
11. Yeah. Got it.
Okay. And it's a what save? A constitution save?
Oh, dex save. Sorry. It's a dex.
Because you're black, right?
Yes.
And it's an acid?
Yes.
Yeah, dex save. Okay. All right. Dex save. So...
An 11 dex save?
Yeah.
It's not very high.
Yeah, but if I melt his face off, that'd be pretty cool.
Major Baker's cat
figure.
Is also kind of right in front of him.
Yeah,
so
is he going to, like...
He's going to get caught in this
let's not do
breath.
That.
Wait, seriously?
Well, what a way to go. I think it's rad. You already did.
Drandy, you bastard.
Okay, that is a 9 to save. So that is a fail, sir.
Does he get a roll?
You need to roll a dex save. You have advantage on it.
Wait, how is that a save? Because
your danger sense.
He failed the save.
Can I use my bard thing for this?
He failed.
14 anyway, so I succeed.
Oh, so I get to breathe on
so three. He's going to take 2d6 damage.
Yeah.
What did you get?
I got 17.
He saved.
Oh, so you saved, so you'll take half of this.
What?
Here we go. 3, 6.
6? Okay, so you'll take 3 damage. So, worth it, right?
How many do you have left, Sam?
4.
Ooh.
You still have more than I do.
That's getting close.
Only because you healed me.
Yeah.
So, as you come rushing in, and it looks like he's going to get away. You guys are having a hard time catching up to him. Finally, Baker's cat gets up on him. But then you just stop, plant your feet, and you call upon the powers of your dragon ancestors as your mouth opens and a stream of acid explodes out. And in what... How would you describe this killing Shen.
Oh, he's dying? Snap.
So, as I gather all of Mother Russia. All right, brother, it's Monday night and I'm feeling crazy. I take all of my intestines and everything in me and I mangle them and I strangle them and I huck them up into this guy's face and it starts to melt. And he's like, I'm melting. I'm like, you damn right, you bitch.
And then I said, you know, I gotta make it home, my brother Tim. That's it.
Okay, so the acid sprays out, and he turns just in time to see it and get a full face full of this acid breath as he starts screaming, and his face melts off, just like at the end of all the Indiana Jones movies, where somebody's face melts off.
Oh, sorry, I got a new catchphrase.
Oh, okay,
you put the. You got the ass and acid face.
As Shen stumbles back, screaming as the acid eats away at his body, and he reaches out with the book, trying to maybe see if this in some way can save him, but it cannot. It is too late.
His eyeballs melted.
His eyeballs have melted.
What does he say to Drandy as he's dying?
He says, Drandy, you bastard.
You goonie. Yeah.
Drandy, you goonie.
But wait, can I change it? Can goonie. I run up to him, open his mouth, and Godzilla kill him?
Yes, that's you can
that's
do
what
that.
I did.
Okay, that's what you do. So Shen drops. You guys are injured, but still standing. As you look around, and it is now somewhat peaceful here atop in the quietude of the mountaintop here. You're hoping that with the death of Shen, that will send away those entities that he had been summoning, preparing to send through the portal, the way here that has been waiting on top of this hilltop for generations. You pick up the book that you suddenly now can read, as it is in English.
At least I can.
You look at each other, you turn back and head back towards the obelisk. Tim, your dread starts to fade as the danger has gone away from this.
Nice.
And so, inside, looking in, which is the whole reason why he wanted this book in the first place, there is a spell that will open the way. And as you remember from your studies before, one of these black mirrors is the only way to send a full corporeal being through from one place to another.
That's you, brother.
And you now have the means to do it. You also know, thinking back and understanding and remembering your ritual, that you remember the incantation, you remember the process, the procedure that is needed for you to disengage your consciousness from these bodies that you have borrowed here in this place.
Disembowel his consciousness.
And so you can return whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
So, here you are, standing on top of the hill. What do you do?
We send Timmy in through the gate, and then we all return our bodies. Although I will miss mine, as hideous as I am.
Okay. So, you, oddly enough, speak through and finish the ritual that Shen started in the first place to open this way.
Very odd.
But not sending through what he wanted to. Which, now remembering your history, realizing that one of those lights that had showed up on Earth and how much trouble it had caused and how powerful they are, you can't imagine what it would be like to send through in the numbers that he was preparing. So, as you finish your incantation, the stone pillar reflective surface seems to ripple. You see, it's almost like a star field appears in it. You see another window that opens up onto somewhere. So, Tim, what do you do?
I've been here so long, I don't know how I would go back. Except for I'm Tallahassee talking Tim.
So yeah, I think I'll just throw him right through the portal.
Tallahassee, you bastard.
Tim's struggling.
You can't hardly believe that you see your brother, well, sort of, again, after all this time. But, yes, what do you do, Tim?
I don't know, what should I do?
As a psychologist, I think you should come home.
He's a freaking rogue assassin.
I've killed so many people. How could I ever go back? Alright, he goes in the portal.
We've got all you can eat buffets.
So, Timmy and Can't Stand Your Bits, all these years that you've been here and doing whatever you could to survive, you found your way back, finally. And somehow your brother found his way to you. He opened the door, and just as that happens and you start stepping towards it, you feel this presence that's been in your mind for a while now finally depart. Just as you look up into this strange gateway, this dark obelisk, as you keep to the old ways and step through.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the wackiest, the zaniest podcast around the Arkham Files. It's been a long haul to get here, but we're super excited for 2023. Before I go, we have a couple of shout-outs for new patrons on our Patreon page. Heather Hamilton, Timothy Dewey, Kevin Michael Segaming, Austin Champagan, or Champagne, Fluffy Geddon, Satchel Universe, Stephanie Widrig, Stephanie Hansen, and Senpai. Thank you very much to you guys for joining us on Patreon, www.patreon.com/TheArkhamFiles. We have a new one-shot we just released over there to Confidential Tier and Above, Keepered, yes, Keepered, by Seth. It's called Under a Winter Snow, so check that out. Otherwise, stay tuned for Radio Man. We will have an official release date for that soon, but it will not be far behind. Thanks again for listening. See you all soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.